We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, noble viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashta 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Nimbe and environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba in Formosa or Taiwan. Nationwide on Channel 85, on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, on Yangjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. And Taichung County, Channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. And Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. In Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. And Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan U Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Ta Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayunzuk in Han U District, Channel 25 on Himore Cable TV. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakan City in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. In Seishan City in Donongobi Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company. In Germany in parts of Schleswig-Holstein, in Hamburg on Wilhelm.tel. And in Hamburg on Willi.tel using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal, channel 31 on Eso Parabolica Tonal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, Al Encanto, Al Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco, and Aborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chepinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios. Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Tele Lunidos and Channel 55 on Litema. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanision, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia and Ciudad Bolivar. Channel 73 on Ateuve La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Oqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernanderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernanderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union supports green projects in Laos, Orlako, Vietnam, and Cambodia. In ecology news, American scientists demonstrate the effectiveness of a traditional Mexican water purification method using cactus. In animal welfare news, a British compassionate 13-year-old donates more than $1,500 to help pigs, cows, dogs, and cats. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 8th, is World Oceans Day, established by the United Nations General Assembly and first held in 2009. It is a time to celebrate the magnificent oceans and the many sustaining gifts they offer. This year's theme is Our Oceans, Opportunities and Challenges, with events and activities held around the world, including festivals, seminars, art shows, beach cleanups, and conservation walks. It also is an occasion to raise awareness about the importance of healthy seas not only for marine life, but for our entire planet's well-being. May our amazing waters be always treasured and protected. Happy World Oceans Day!
Hawaiian News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Alak or Vietnam. Over the past several months, frequent disasters in southern Alak's Mekong Delta, such as droughts, floods, and mudslides, have left a heavy toll, especially on the region's low-income residents. One particularly large mudslide in the Zhaofu district of Anyang province destroyed a long portion of a highway and caused the collapse of many houses, from which many residents had to flee empty-handed.
Months later, residents are still struggling to recover. Conveying her concern and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 for our association's relief team to go see if they could help alleviate the victim's situation. This amount could purchase $160,000 in essential items if acquired in the United States based on Orlark's cost of living. Once they arrived in the worst-hit areas, our association's local relief team was able to distribute 53 packages of plenty of rice and noodles to the most desperate households. Each family also received cash assistance, with amounts that varied depending on the extent of their hardship. The touched residents sent their heartfelt gratefulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for thinking of them.
We join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving support and our association's relief team for their caring efforts. We pray that the burden of the Aloxis or Vietnamese families will be eased as we all work to lessen such environmental traumas through our kinder and more harmonious lifestyles.
Another wave of floods sweeps through Poland and Slovakia. While the two nations are still reeling from major floods just weeks ago in May, renewed rains have set off more massive flooding starting Thursday, June 3rd. Officials say at least four people have perished in Slovakia, where rising waters have prompted the evacuation of thousands in the eastern regions, some via helicopter. In the town of Nizhna Misla, approximately 20 homes and a new road were damaged by a major landslide. Moreover, swollen rivers have inundated crop fields, roads, houses, and other property, with both road and rail traffic disrupted, as well as gas and electricity services. On Saturday, June 5th, Prime Minister Robert Fico approved an aid package of 25 million euros for the most affected areas in what he called the worst flooding in a century.
Meanwhile, in neighboring Poland, thousands more people fled their homes in the past few days as flood barriers built just after the May flooding broke due to another overflow of the Vistula River. The same areas were affected as the floods in May that claimed 20 lives. Landslides also destroyed homes as people worked to save belongings amidst warnings of more rain.
When floods had first struck Central Europe in May, Supreme Master Ching Hai, while conveying her deep condolences and prayers, had donated an initial $10,000, asking that our association members go help the most vulnerable. In accordance with her request, our association's relief team has been rendering aid thus far in Poland to address some of the disaster victims' needs.
Our thankfulness, officials and rescue personnel, for your swift assistance. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern, as well as our association members' diligent efforts. May heaven protect the flood-affected residents as we pray that such extremities soon subside through humanity's more considerate stewardship of the ecosphere.
Quakes shake Indonesia, Russia, New Zealand, and Australia. On Friday night, June 4th, the Indonesian town of Cilacap in central Java province was jolted by two 5.2 magnitude tremors, both striking approximately 247 kilometers southeast of Cilacap. The next day, a 5.5 magnitude quake hit Russia's Kuril Islands, its epicenter 200 kilometers northeast of Kushiro, Hokkaido, Japan. On Sunday morning, residents of South Australia's York and Eyre peninsulas reported a quake located 23 kilometers northeast of the town of Cleve, measuring 4.7 on the Richter scale, which was followed by several aftershocks. On the same day, a 5.3 magnitude tremor occurred south of New Zealand's Kermadec Islands, its epicenter located 170 kilometers southwest of the island arc's southernmost islet of L'Esperance Rock. Fortunately, there were no reports of casualties or damage, and no tsunami warnings were issued for any of the events. While we are sincerely relieved to know of the safety of the residents, we pray that such disturbances may soon be a thing of the past as our increased care of the earth and each other helps foster a calmer environment for all.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Turkey welcomes Iraqi Kurdish leader for historic visit. President of the Iraqi Autonomous Kurdistan Region, Masoud Barzani, arrived in Turkey late last week for the first time since 2003, in a visit that officially acknowledged a resuming of diplomatic ties. While there, he met with Turkish officials to discuss existing and expanding trade and energy relations, regional security, as well as Iraqi elections. He also lent his support to the Turkish government's efforts to create peace with other members of the Kurd population through peaceful dialogue and terms that would include amnesty for members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. He stated, "Military measures do not provide the solution. Had wars solved problems, this problem wouldn't have continued. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, and all Turkish officials, for your amicable meeting and expanding relations. May friendship and brotherly love prevail among all the warm-hearted people of Iraqi Kurdistan and Turkey."
United Arab Emirates pardons inmates. The United Arab Emirates Supreme Council member and ruler of Ajman, His Highness Sheikh Humid bin Rashid Al Numi, has offered to commute the sentences of 71 detainees who have been on good conduct and behavior while serving their terms. His Highness further expressed a wish for the returnees to lead good and virtuous lives in society. "Our appreciation, Your Highness, for your decision of clemency. We join in wishing the freed persons abundant goodness as they reunite with loving families and begin new chapters of life in Allah's grace."
Live Impressionist painting created in Rouen, France. On Saturday, June 5th, some 1,250 people assembled to form a living montage called Monet Seen from the Sky. Each person held above their heads an enlarged section of a painting reproduction created originally by French Impressionist master painter Claude Monet as one of a series he painted of the Rouen Cathedral. As they gathered in front of the Rouen City Hall, among distinguished participants who included former Prime Minister Laurent Fabius and Rouen Mayor Valérie Fourniron, the group formed what they hoped would be considered the world's largest live Impressionist painting. The 600-square-meter final composite artwork was photographed aerially for submission to the Guinness Book of World Records, with the event also marking the beginning of the city's summer-long Normandie Impressionist Festival. What a creative way to come together in a shared love of gifted artistry. Our best wishes, all painters, organizers, and participants for a colorful, joyful, and memorable festival of Impressionist art.
Medical development provides alternative to joint replacement. Britain Helen James, a patient in Birmingham, UK's Good Hope Hospital, is successfully recovered after a surgery using a recently developed procedure to regrow and replace damaged knee cartilage. Called matrix-induced autologous chondrocyte implantation, or MACI, the process involves the initial removal of a small sample of the patient's own healthy cartilage, which is then cultivated in a lab to encourage its growth and then used to replace the damaged tissue.
Because damaged cartilage in the body does not regenerate on its own, it is hoped that this pioneering technique can provide a less invasive and safer alternative following accidents or sports-related injuries, which in the past have often required complete replacement with artificial joints. The new procedure is now being tested with 144 patients across 7 European countries in a 2-year clinical trial.
Congratulations, Miss James, on your regained mobility following this new procedure, as we thank both the surgical team and scientists. May such beneficial technology help to improve the quality of life for many others.
Save our planet. More evidence of life-sustaining conditions on Mars. Research by the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, has shown that the planet is home to rocks rich in carbonate minerals, which form in the presence of water. Dr. Richard Morris from the Johnson Space Center in Houston led the study, which was based on a new analysis of data from NASA's exploration rover. Previous explorations had already indicated the presence of carbonate minerals, but the most recent analysis showed a full 25% carbonate by weight, or 10 times higher than what was known before. Dr. Morris stated, "It looks like Mars had a dense carbon dioxide atmosphere, so there was some kind of greenhouse effect. The atmosphere now is very thin. It could have blown into space, or it could have interacted with water and is now present in the rocks."
Confirming evidence of water on Mars helps scientists answer a large question about the planet's ability to host life. The European Space Agency will be seeking further clues in its upcoming ExoMars mission, which plans to send a rover vehicle in 2018. The probe will be equipped with special instruments that can detect organic molecules as well as microscopic fossil formations of living beings.
Dr. Morris, National Aeronautics and Space Administration and European Space Agency scientists, this is indeed fascinating. We look forward to more understanding of the mysteries of our planetary neighbor, which also provide insights into life on Earth.
In an October 2009 video conference in Hong Kong, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared further thoughts about the past greenhouse gas crisis on Mars while reminding of the urgent need for humanity to take action in protecting our planetary home.
According to planetary scientists, Mars and Venus were probably like planet Earth at an earlier time. They had a comfortable atmosphere, warmer temperatures, oceans, and lots of water. There's evidence that both of them experienced extreme climate changes. Thus, today we see that Mars' surface looks like there had been oceans, mountains, and rivers carved into them. Even though there is hardly any living atmosphere left, I have been able to contact the people in Mars. Their ancestors were the survivors of the global warming catastrophe. They kindly gave us permission to share their sad past experience, that it was their meat diet, their other unpleasant habit, their livestock production that emitted too much hot and poisonous gas, which triggered the release of other greenhouse gases from huge stores under the soil and ocean. So tragically, the vast majority of people on Mars perished within a short time, along with the animals and plant life. Our planet is also facing a similar fate very soon. If we all become vegan and live a virtuous, compassionate life, it won't happen. Our planet will not follow this fate of Mars and Venus, and instead will be saved and thriving in every corner.
Save our planet. World Environment Day 2010 recognizes many species, one planet, one future. Rwanda was the global host to this year's World Environment Day, which focused on biodiversity. As one of the many events marking the day, Oscar-nominated Hollywood actor Don Cheadle and acclaimed Chinese wildlife photographer Luo Hong joined Rwandan President Paul Kagame and UN Environment Programme Director Akim Steiner at Volcanoes National Park to name endangered baby gorillas. In Russia, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin toured Moscow's Elk Island Nature Reserve, where he fed baby elk with a bottle alongside a group of Russian schoolchildren.
When one boy called upon the leader and government to enforce ecological laws more strongly, Prime Minister Putin asked the boy to send his ideas to the appropriate government agency, stating, "I agree completely. Russia's nature is a gift from God, without any exaggeration, a wonder which we enjoy every day and deserves our protection." In the United Arab Emirates, the Dubai Electricity and Water Authority held events to raise awareness among children about the importance of water and energy conservation, while Cuba's Environmental Directory called for greater protection of biodiversity, saying that the rate of extinctions has increased 1,000 times over that of 2002.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon echoed Cuba's call, asking the international community to avert the mass extinction of biodiversity in soils, forests, oceans, coral reefs, and mountains. As he stated, "Get involved, speak out, learn and teach others, show leadership and help clean up, reconnect with nature, our life force. Together, we can develop a new vision for biodiversity. Many species, one planet, one future."
A big round of eco applause, all participants of World Environment Day. Let us all join in dedicated efforts to live sustainably and in harmony with the divinely created co-inhabitants that grace our Earth.
Save our planet. An international team finds evidence that the ocean released large amounts of carbon dioxide at the end of the last ice age due to warming, a discovery that may help them forecast how similar changes today could impact future atmospheric CO2 levels.
Save our planet. With 35 signatures needed for full ratification, France becomes the 20th country to sign the UN Watercourses Convention, which establishes standards for cooperation on the use and protection of rivers and lakes that either form or cross international boundaries. boundaries.
Save Our Planet. The United Nations Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, John Holmes, states that the challenges to providing humanitarian aid are increasing as global warming-related weather disasters are on the rise.
Hello, I'm Rora the Rock Wallaby, following a compassionate vegan diet, here with a tip about a nutritious tropical fruit. The guava contains the antioxidants lycopene and vitamin C, as well as potassium, vitamins B1 and A, all of which help protect the body. You can serve guavas fresh as a paste, in jellies, and in tasty desserts such as pies and vegan cakes. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around our globe.
In humanitarian news, the European Union donates €2.3 million for a green project in three Asian countries. The Sustainable Product Innovation in Vietnam, Cambodia and Laos will assist small and medium businesses in the nation with research and information concerning eco-friendly products and marketing. A minimum of 500 companies involved in such areas as apparel, handicrafts and furniture are expected to be helped. Offices will be set up in Orlak or Vietnam, Laos and Cambodia to create a network of expertise centres to support the program. Our earnest gratitude, European Union, God bless your kind assistance. May environmentally conscious practices, beginning with a low emissions vegan diet, be embraced by all nations, businesses and individuals for a glorious and long-lasting ecosphere.
In ecology news, American scientists demonstrate the effectiveness of cactus to purify water. Dr. Norma A. Alcantar of the Department of Chemical and Biomedical Engineering and colleagues at the University of South Florida in Tampa found that adding the mucilage or gum part of the prickly pear cactus, also known as Opuntia ficus indica, to unclean water removed 98% of the bacteria and sediment. The researchers stated that boiling a slice of the cactus and then placing it in impure drinking water would be the least expensive and easiest way of water purification in the absence of other technologies. This method, which was used by residents of 19th century rural Mexico, has now been scientifically validated. Our thankfulness, Dr. Norma A. Alcantar and fellow researchers, for this valuable information. May we continue to gain more insights about the many wonders so freely and graciously offered by the abundant plant-based world. Up next on Noteworthy News, a 13-year-old animal lover raises funds to help his co-inhabitants. We're going to thank God for giving us this cherished life. More very cool news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, healthy news for a sustainable world. In animal welfare news, a United Kingdom compassionate youngster donates more than $1,500 for our fellow beings. Chris Ware, age 13 and a vegan, decided to raise funds for Love the Animal Sanctuary in Hawaii, USA by completing a sponsored 20-mile bicycle ride. The sanctuary, founded by Marisha, is caring for more than 140 rescued and adopted animals including dogs, cats, goats, rabbits, pigs, chickens, cows and more.
Can you tell me what inspired you to do this?
Well, I like cycling and I have heard and seen so many pictures of lovely animals in Hawaii, and Mauritia needs help because he never turns down, like, an animal to come to his charity.
Chris received contributions from around the world. The event was organized by Evolve Campaigns, a non-profit animal rights group which promotes the earth-saving plant-based diet. Chris is the youth coordinator for the association, and his parents, Ms. Rolanda Ware and Mr. James Gorman, are the directors. Mr. Gorman also rode along with Chris during his two-hour journey, which went along the River Exe from Exeter Quayside to Star Cross in the southwest of the United Kingdom and back again.
Congratulations, Chris. You did it. How'd you feel?
Very tired, but it was all worth it.
Mauritia of the Hawaiian Sanctuary stated in a thank you letter, "Chris has accomplished a beautiful and unique act of great love and compassion." Bravo, Chris. Heaven bless you and the generous people who gave to this benevolent cause. May kind hearts like yours continue to grace the world and protect our fellow co-inhabitants for a more joyful planet for all. To support Chris's caring deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering $3,000 in his name to Love the Animal Sanctuary in Hawaii, USA.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Benin, one of the languages spoken in Formosa, Taiwan, entitled Triplets.
Sa kalsa tatinipuno na, tos wada do kanay pa a, musan lao tu, tis tau na wada bisuma. Bai, maka naipa tu, niapsas tu, maka buno na asa iseng gohaya kuninga na tu di palukaktong ni paun tu, tos tau wada. Maupata, tutuda, na kuwa ka sikaw ka luma ka maktu, padangyan ni kaupata matya buno.
And now for our viewers' heartline on divine fruit salad with little Mongolian angels on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
I would like to say thanks for this beautiful program. Very nice to see two lovely angels teaching us this recipe, which is so easy, nutritious, and very tasty. This shows how our diet can be compassionate to all people of all ages and all traditions. The joy and purity of these girls have filled my heart with joy. God help us make this planet a vegan one. With gratitude, Bruna from São Paulo, Brazil.
Radiant Bruna, your warm note is very much appreciated. The two Mongolian young vegans are truly a delight, and their fruit salad certainly does look delicious. We too pray that all people return to their noble and virtuous selves on a planet of kindness and respect to all beings. With celestial love to you and your gracious Brazilian co-citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May faith, love, and wisdom guide your journey to the divine. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Speaking at a commemoration for the country's Memorial Day, South Korean President Lee Myung-bak urges for peaceful relations with North Korea, expressing his wishes for a free, unified, and harmonious Korean peninsula.
Energy company BP's Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward addresses the American public in a nationally televised public apology for the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, adding that his company will assume full financial responsibility for its cleanup.
During his visit to Morocco, Mexican lower house speaker Francisco Javier Ramirez Acuna meets with Morocco's foreign minister Tayi Fassi Ferri to discuss bilateral cooperation in different fields such as trade and culture.
The many facets of the special relationship between humans and canines is celebrated in the first Dog Day in Germany, where the lives of more than 10 million residents are enriched by the presence of a canine companion.
At a ceremony in Rwanda, Oscar-nominated American actor Don Cheadle is appointed Goodwill Ambassador for the United Nations Environment Program.
Two sisters, Michelle and Jessica Pientka from Utah, USA, promptly returned to local police the nearly $18,000 cash they found inside an abandoned bag in a parking lot, with grateful thanks received from the owner.
Polish Justice Minister Krzysztof Kwiatkowski and his Russian counterpart Alexander Konovalov signed an agreement to enhance cooperation between the justice ministers of their countries.
In accordance with the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, the United Arab Emirates and the Marshall Islands signed a joint communique to establish diplomatic relations at the ambassador level.
Laos and Malaysia signed a memorandum of understanding to enhance bilateral relations, including agreements on higher education and sports.
Researchers at Cornell University in New York, USA, studying affordable healthy changes in school lunchrooms, find that moving fruit to a more appealing location and lighting increased its sales at one school by 58%.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.